Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We are now landing in South Bend, Indiana, for our weekly Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to you all by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, good evening to you, and it's getting closer to bowl time.
Coach, it is getting closer to bowl time. We're really getting excited here in the Midwest. There's a number of teams, obviously. Just north of here, we have the University of Michigan is playing in its semifinal game. And we're excited for them. My son is especially having played at Michigan. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do against Alabama. Coach, I think Alabama is a much different team than they were earlier in the season. And I think that is going to be one whale of a game when you have Michigan Wolverines against the Alabama Tide. I mean, they are really looking good. And then in the second game, it's the Sugar Bowl where you have Washington with Pennick, who could throw the heck out of the ball. And we have Texas, who also is a very much improved team. So we have two great semifinal games. And in the middle of all that, we'll have Notre Dame playing on the 29th. It's a Friday, Coach. It's at 2 p.m. on CBS. And the game is sold out, believe it or not, in El Paso, Texas. It's Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. So we're excited to put that on our schedule to watch as well.
Well, Notre Dame is 6.5-point favorite over Oregon State. But something I want to talk about, Frank, and you probably wouldn't want to bring it up. But you've been selected, and it's an honor for them to select you. And I know you feel it's an honor for you to represent Art Parsegian, your head football coach who you played under at Notre Dame and won a national championship. He's going into the Hall of Fame, and his family has asked you to represent him as far as at that event. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, Coach, I was walking Bo and Patty, my poodle and his son, the Labradoodle, on campus, and I got a phone call early in the morning, and it was from a fella who says, "Hi, this is Mike, and I'm from the Sugar Bowl committee, and we are inducting Art Parsegian into the Sugar Bowl Hall of Fame." And I said, "Wow, what an honor. There's not a greater person that you can put on that Hall of Fame." And he said, "We asked his family to be here, but they had other commitments and they couldn't be. And they suggested we ask you. And so I'm asking you, would you be kind enough to come here and accept the award on the behalf of the Art Parsegian family?" Coach, I was really taken back. It was such an honor. I was a little bit in shock. I went home and told my wife, and she was excited as well. It's a three-day affair for us to go down there. My wife, however, said that our son, Tom, would probably enjoy it much more than she would, because Tom also played in the Sugar Bowl in 2012 when Michigan played Virginia Tech. So we are going to go down there for 3 days, and we're going to be able to represent the Parsegian family and accept the award. There'll be interviews. There'll be gala parties. And it is such an honor to be asked to do this. And I accepted the next day. And so we're going to go down there. It's going to be quite an event. Coach, I want to just briefly go back 50 years ago and tell that story of that great call that Aaron made on a 3rd and 8. He called a tackle trap pass out of the end zone, and the only guy that could really make that play go was Tommy Clements, who hit Robin Weber, who caught one pass that whole year, and that was that play. And he ran out of bounds, and then we proceeded to run the clock out to win the national championship. And after the game, Aaron was on the podium, and he congratulated Alabama on such a great game. And he also was excited for the Notre Dame family that we had won the game. But he also said, as he normally would, to give accolades to everybody, that not only was this a great game for Notre Dame and Alabama, but this was a great game for college football. And coach, from what I'm hearing, that was one of the greatest Sugar Bowls, if not the greatest Sugar Bowl ever played in 1973. We beat Alabama 24-23 to win the national championship. The lead changed seven times, and it was a heck of a game. What a team Alabama had, but we were 1 point better.
Well, you were 1 point better, and that's all it takes, buddy. And I know you've been so proud of those accomplishments all your year. All the years you've been a part of Notre Dame and the family and playing for R. Parsegian, you've almost treated him like your dad, and he made so many influences to you and other players' lives and so on. So congratulations to be selected to represent him in the Sugar Bowl Hall of Fame. Bowl. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Now, let's talk about Notre Dame and football and find out what's happening on campus. I hear something positive. I don't know if you've heard, but I understand the Duke quarterback has gone in the portal, and he's transferring to Notre Dame. Is that confirmed?
Yes. I talked to James about this, and there's just strong rumors. And then it came out on the Internet that Riley Leonard has committed to come to Notre Dame. Riley Leonard is a very good football player. He's a good quarterback, coach, but he's a really good athlete, too. He's a great – he's a good passer. I don't know if he's a great passer, but he's a strong runner. He's kind of like Tyler Buckner in a lot of ways. He can run the ball really effective, and he's a smart player. The thing that really is the missing link for Riley Leonard here at Notre Dame is that he's a very strong leader. He has a good way about him to compete, and he likes to win. And those are the kind of people we like, people that like to win. James is excited about it. I'm excited about it. And I think the Notre Dame family's excited about it. Coach, if I had my druthers, I would rather them stick with the players that they have here now. I'm not saying anything negative about Riley Leonard. I think he's going to be a great addition. The only thing is that every year they go out and get a gunslinger to come in and lead the team. I think you're going to kind of corrupt the underbelly of the team. And what I mean by that is that all these guys that are working so hard from their freshman and sophomore year, they can almost see it coming where they may not be quite ready yet. And then all of a sudden they're bringing in that new guy to take over for another year. Now, coach, there's going to be some financial commitment on the part of these players to come in here. They're going to get really handsomely rewarded financially. And it's, I don't know if it's coming from the school. I think it's coming from different sponsors. But this is something that it really changes the dynamics of the team. I think it changes the dynamics of the competition as well. If somebody's getting a lot of money, I'm talking about anything well over $500,000, that is a lot of money. And if you're getting that kind of dollars, I think that there's going to be a sense that that person is going to play and that person is going to be held accountable to produce as much as they possibly can for the team. Is it a good thing? It can be as far as wins and losses. Is it a great thing as far as the chemistry of the team is concerned? And coach, I'm not just talking about Notre Dame. I'm talking about all over college football. Let me get that straight here. I think that's something that really the NCAA, if they can, needs to look at this really strong. I mean, they can end this confusion in just a couple of sentences. And those couple of sentences are, you have to sit out a year in order to transfer in the portal. Now, if that's the situation, there's going to be a lot of people that are pausing. There's going to be a lot of decision making that they're going to have to do. Let's look at Sam Hartman. I mean, he actually has opted out for the Sun Bowl this year. I don't think he wants to get hurt for the NFL draft. I don't think he's going to have Notre Dame's top offensive line. When you talk about Fisher and Alt and Carroll, the two guards in the center are going to be gone. I think you're going to be playing with guys that are really not proven at this point. So I think there's some hesitation on his part there. Also, they lost about six or seven receivers that have gone into the portal or have opted to the NFL. In that situation, you're going to be playing with backups, and in not in all cases, but in some. And I think there's some hesitation on his part. Does this hurt or does this help his NFL value? I don't know. I think he's a good player. I don't know if he's a real strong guy, like the NFL is looking for. Could he be a good backup in the NFL? Possibly for a couple of years. But I think he's a good player. He did well at Notre Dame. James likes him a lot. I do too. I think he throws a nice ball. I think he played very well against the average teams and not as well as he could have against some of the real strong teams like Ohio State, Clemson, Louisville. He had some suspect games there. But he's a good player. He's a good guy. He was elected one of the captains. That says something as far as his team chemistry is concerned. So I think he was a good addition. However, again, I think Angeli could have probably done similar numbers to Hartman as well. So unless he was given a shot, and he hasn't. So there's that factor. James also told me, Coach, that there's All-Americans. There's great honors that we've bestowed on a couple of the players. Joe Alt, Xavier Watts, and Estime, the halfback. These are three guys that became All-Americans. So there are some really good players at Notre Dame, and they were exciting to watch this year. So we had a good year.
Well, Frank, with the portal and players moving around and so on, you really don't know what you have until it's over with. The National Letter of Intent comes up on December the 20th, and the portal signings going on and whatever. There's a lot of movement in college football, as everyone knows, and it's hard to keep track of all of that, but we'll have to adjust with the times, you and I. We're more or less old school, and loyalty and all of that makes a difference. But we'll adjust as everyone else is adjusting, because there's nothing you can do about it. But I think there's got to be in the future here some type of control and rules and regulations with the whole package, as you started to talk about. Frank, I'm going to let you go. Anything else you'd like to pass on? But when you come back, I want to hear about all the different things you've got going on as far as, you know, at Notre Dame as a team practicing, and what basically will be the team when they play down in the Sun Bowl in El Paso against Oregon State.
Well, Coach, one more thing here. James mentioned to me that Mike Brown, receiver coach from Wisconsin, is now the new receiver coach at Notre Dame. He knows Marcus Freeman from the Cincinnati days. He's a great recruiter. And Coach, he's also a great teacher. I don't think you can have, and you always need great teachers at coach, as a coach. But Coach, I also think not only is he a great teacher, but he's a guy who can really touch base with the players, somebody that can get their confidence. And in a confusing world, it's always good to have somebody that has a good base under them. And I think Mike Brown does. So we're excited about that.
Well, again, Frank, I want to thank you and James for your weekly report every Tuesday and Wednesday night, our Notre Dame football report. I want to wish you a great weekend. Be safe out there. Stay out of the snow, but make sure you get out and send me some more of those beautiful pictures. Give my best to James and his family and everyone out there in South Bend, Indiana. And, Frank, I look forward to seeing you next week or talking to you next week, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, Coach. Look forward to talking to you. Bye now.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Pomerico. You can just feel the enthusiasm in his voice when he talks about Notre Dame football. He was the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Nevada. Yes, visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up, everyone. We're going to take a short time out, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Lindy LaRock, the head women's basketball coach from UNLV, 9-0 and ranked 23rd in the country. That's right, ranked 23 in the country. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Buckle up. We'll be right back, and happy holidays.